morning, everyone. Welcome to our morning worship time. We're glad that you can celebrate with us on this snowy Sunday morning, January the 12th. We're glad that you're celebrating and hope you're busy about doing some winter fun activities. We hope you can join us. Today we're going to be spending a little time in Ephesians, not only this morning at our time here in chapter 4. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1 at our 11 o'clock with Sheila joining us. We'll be doing some contemporary songs now, traditional songs at our 11 o'clock worship. Let's see, BethanyChurchOfGod.org. All of the information is posted there for your benefit. Calendars, bulletins, all of that's there. Wednesday night we do have Bible study. We're in Nahum chapter 3, and we're going to be eating well in the neighborhood. I think we're going to have some homemade soup and some specialties to go along with that, desserts or what have you. You can join us 5 o'clock for dinner, 6 o'clock for Bible study in the sanctuary. Other than that, the list of things are coming up next Saturday. If you have some spare time at Hope Crossing, our sister church, Brent is having a chili cook-off, and they're doing a chili cook, and they have a guest artist coming in that night, so if you'd like to join us there, we think we're going to be able to make it there. I don't know the time offhand, I'll have to look. It's on my phone now, but I'll get it at for morning. But hey, that'll be Saturday night, and if you're welcome to join us, it's an open kind of thing. Other than that, the rest of the activities are there for your benefit. We're going to start this morning with a song, and then we'll spend some time in prayer and then look at Ephesians chapter 4.
Thank you.
this is our desire this morning, that all I have within me, God, I give you praise. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, God, and even when I am sleeping, God, I pray that every moment, Father, I live my life for you. I pray that my dreams, my life, my all would worship you. Father, all that I have, Father, I want to give to you today. And I praise you, God, because I know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and I am blessed because of you, God. So I praise you today, and I thank you for your grace and mercy. I thank you for the time that we can spend together. Father, may this time honor you. God, that you would bless those who are watching. Father, those who have taken the time to spend with us. God, may you bless their lives. Father, whether they're up north, whether they're in Africa, whether they're in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, whether they're in Sterling Heights, Father, wherever they're at, whatever they're doing, may our lives honor you today. God, will thank you and praise you. In your holy name I ask it. Amen. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, as a prisoner for the Lord, then, and notice in the scriptures that he gives his first opening phrase, he commas the thought, and he says, then, with another comma. Paul is referring us back to some other passages, and we'll get to that in a minute. He said, I urge you, me, you, to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. May God anoint a blessing to his word. We want to continue to keep our needs of our church in prayer. I ask you to keep Lee in your prayers, Yvonne, Suzanne, that I understand is out of the hospital. We want to keep her in prayer. Charlotte, who watches from home. Roxanne, who is recuperating. Jackie and Judy, the Brecks. We want to keep Deborah and her sister Nidra in our prayers, and the multitude of needs that have come to us. So before we pray, let's just worship the Lord together.
There's nothing worth more that can
today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome not only in this church, but in this place I call me. Father, I pray that that would be our call today, that Holy Spirit, we would welcome you into our lives, into our church, into our homes, into our worship, into what we do. May it call us, Father, to be obedient to the Word of God. May it call us, Father, to come and give our lives, to pause, to reflect on the goodness of God, to know that, Father, your Holy Spirit is at work in who I am. It is at work in what I am doing. It is at work in what I am thinking. It is at work in what I am saying. God, that you would encompass the life of your people. Father, whether they're at home like Charlotte, or whether they're in church with us, Father, we just pray today that Holy Spirit, in this moment, God, you would speak to the life of people. Father, whether they're far or near, God, whether they're well or whether they're sick, whether they're hurting or whether they're healed, God, that Holy Spirit, you would speak to your people this morning. And we pray for your anointing, Father, upon the people of God. We continue to pray, as Charlotte watches us faithfully, God, that you will bless her home and bless her life. Father, we just pray that you will pour out your Spirit upon Suzanne and you bring healing to her. Father, we're glad she's home from the hospital. But continue to bring healing to her body. Father, I pray for Lee, who has taken a little tumble. God, that you would pour into her this morning. Father, I pray for Shirley, as the weather has affected her arthritis. God, that you would pour into her. Father, for Kathy, who is recuperating, pour into her life, Father, and touch her. For Judy and Jackie, God, that you would continue to touch them. For Deborah and Nidra, her sister, God, that you would anoint them as well. Continue to bring healing for Roxanne, for the multitudes of needs that we bring before you, God, for our lives today, for the church of God as a whole, Father, not just Bethany, but the church of God, whether it is Riverside down the street, or whether it's the Unity Church around the corner, whether it's the Catholic Church near to us, God, that you would bring healing and hope to the church today. We have begun 2025, God, and are well on our way into this new year. And we just pray, God, the people of California have suffered tremendously through fires. God, I pray that you bring those people together. Even when they have lost what is precious to them, a home to live in, God, I pray you pour your Spirit upon them. You bring hope and healing, restoration, and bring your presence, Father. When we have lost everything, may we turn to you, God. May we find that in you, you will give us hope, and restoration, and healing for a new day. The people in North Carolina, Father, are still struggling in tents. God, I pray that you'll continue to bless them in a new day. Father, for the people of God, for Pastor Celine, for our friends in Tennessee, Rodney and Anita, God, for our family and many across this great nation, God, that you would pour out your Spirit. Father, Paul urges us today to do some things. I pray, God, that we would understand his scripture today, pour into our life, Father, and those that are watching. I'll thank you and praise you. In your holy name I ask it. Amen. Well, Paul begins this chapter reminding us that he is a prisoner for the Lord. But he drops this word "then" in the midst of it. As a result of it, because of it, whatever you see in that, Paul says, "I am a prisoner of the Lord." Then, because of God's marvelous works, and it brings us all the way back through the spiritual belongings and thanksgiving and prayer, chapter 2, being made alive in Christ, and he draws us to chapter 3 for God's marvelous works. He said, then as a result of that, he says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Now, what Paul is trying to tell us here, we've begun 2025. What Paul is saying, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling. Now, not only is he reminding us of the ministries that talking about whether you're a garbage man or sanitation engineer, whether you're a worker for the city, whether you are a doctor, a nurse, whether you're an RN or whether you're an attendant, whatever you're doing, whether you're a job center, whether you're a line worker, whatever you are doing, whatever you have been called, Paul is reminding us about the vocation. And what Paul says in this one verse is that there must be balance in what we do. I've learned over the years, as a type A individual, I have to have balance. I have to have balance, I have to have time management skills, and I have to understand that balance. What's important? When I decide today that I don't want to take the time to work on something, I recognize that there are going to be another day that I'm going to have to put in some extra effort. Paul tells us there is balance in our life. And for you and I, for 2025, we need that balance. We need to understand the balance of what our regular vocation is, and the balance in worshiping God, and the balance in attending church, the balance in finding God, the balance in knowing God, and the balance in that life. Balance for family, balance for our vocation, and balance for God. Although God wants all of our life, and we know that we must be in an attitude of prayer daily and giving thanks for all things, Paul recognizes that work in us, that we have some regular vocation that we attend to. Whether we're a farmer, or a shepherd, or plowing snow. Today might be one of those days that the snowplow workers are going to be tired. There'll be a lot of people wanting salt down, they want their stuff taken care of, and it's important that nobody slips, trips, and falls, and all of those vocations. But Paul said we need balance. We need to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. We can't devote all of our time to one and not to the other. And he said in the process of that, Paul reminds us to be completely humble and gentle. In other words, humility and gentleness is a part of what we do. He said, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Now, some of you, when you get really tired, I know you. You get really irritable. You get uneasy. You get that little angst about you. Our daughter likes to say when she gets hungry, she gets hangry. She gets a little bit angry and hungry at the same time. Well, Paul is telling us here that we need to be humble and gentle. He's giving us a pattern in what we should have for this year. That humbleness, gentleness, be patient, bear with one another in love. And then he says that we must make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Unity of the Spirit. Paul is reminding the church that they are worshiping one God, one Holy Spirit. And then he goes on to tell them that there is one body. What did Paul mean? What do you mean, one body? Well, when he spoke of in 1 Corinthians, when Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, he was telling them about the body of Christ. And he was telling them that there are parts of the body. And Paul is drawing them all the way back to that remembrance that in the body of Christ, we have a hand, we have a finger, we have a foot, we have an eye, we have an ear, we have a head, we have a body, we have parts of the body. And then all of us make up one body. And Paul is trying to tell the church that whether they are Jew or Gentile, bond or free, whether they're slave or whatever, Paul is telling the church that we are one and we should strive in that unity. That's difficult for us because we know there are multitudes of churches around the area. Which one do I go to? Do I go to Bethany? Do I go to Evanswood? Do I go to Hope Crossing? Am I attending Chippewa Valley? Where do I go? Paul is telling them that we have one body, one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God who is over all and through all and in all. There's something powerful, and I know I won't be able to fledge all of that out in one complete thought here, but we have one body. It is called Christian. We are the church. Remember, the church wasn't established in Paul's day. They were having home churches. They were having cell groups. They were united together because of the cause of Jesus Christ. They didn't have the four walls and lighting and air conditioning and modern technology of the cameras and Facebook Live and the things, they gathered together. They lit the candles. They celebrated because they were united by what Jesus Christ has done. And that's what he's calling us today, is to forget about the walls and the name that's on the church. Remember, it is one Christ who gave his life for us. Then he says, because of that, we are one body. There is one Spirit. He's called the Holy Spirit that Paul reminded the church of when Jesus gave up his life and went on to through the resurrection and entered heaven. He said, I'm going to leave you this paraclete, this parakletos, that one that attaches to you. That is the Spirit of God. He will bring comfort and healing and understanding. And Jesus did not leave us alone. He left us with that Spirit until he returns again. And he said, because of that, you were called to one hope. Our hope is in Christ. It's not in the chairs. It's not in the car I drive. It's not in the home I live. It's not in the job that I go to. It's not in that vocation, whether it is a minister or whether it is a production worker. Whatever that vocation is, we are called in that balance that you were called to one hope in which you were called. And he said, there's only one Lord, there's only one faith, there's only one baptism, one God and Father, who is over all, through all, and in all. This complete summation of calling us to Christ to recognize that we have one God and Father who is over all things, he is through all things, and he is in all things. Well, this thought that Paul brings to us today is the balance and the summation of recognizing that we've come in 2025. What will we do with this year? Will we find harmony and balance? Will we be gentle, forgiving, humble, patient, understanding with all? Our tensions, you know, they said that you have this vitamin D deficiency because of no sunlight. And some will feel the effects of that, find sun lamps and try to get that extra sunlight. Well, come on into the church. God is willing to pour into you the sunlight of Jesus Christ. Let him fill your life. You will not be void and deficient of anything. Together, we will be united. May that be your hope and pledge this year. You will give your heart and life to Christ. You will follow him, and that his joy will make you complete. Well, there's a lot more I can share with you on this passage, but our time is waning, so we want to close with a song and then send you on with the blessings of the Lord. Join us at 11 o'clock. You'll hear a little bit more about the direction and this passage. At 11 o'clock, we'll talk about heart, hope, and heaven and the blessings that we have. So, hope to see you then. Until then, join us in this closing song.